Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dadvice. It's me, Flood, here. I'm just going to call myself that from now on because the other one was just too long of a name. Flood here sounds way better. So, today's episode is about a couple different things. I'm going to talk today about things we say to boost our children's morale. I'm going to talk about the things our children say to us that make us laugh. And I'm also going to talk about a really clever tip today. It's actually letting your children play with toys before they eat. Now, I know this goes against what most people think, but hey, you'll learn more about it in the tip. So, let's get on with the show. Hey everybody, it's your favorite friend Flood Fub here, or you can just call me Flood, that works too. I just wanted to, hopefully after last episode you can call me Flood. If you didn't hear it, go back and hear it, because you need to know in order to kind of figure out what's going on. I wanted to warn you guys, Dadvice is not necessarily for children. Yeah, I guess you could let your children listen to it, but I don't record it in front of my children, so there can be some cuss words, there could be some things that are said that aren't necessarily inappropriate, a couple jokes, a little humor here and there, you know, the occasional cuss word, things like that. Like I said, I don't record it in front of my daughter, I don't expect you to listen to it in front of your children, but if you do, shouldn't be a problem, just giving you a warning just in case. Never know what I might say. So, with that being said, let's get on with today's episode. Gab, blab, and some gibberish too. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, everybody, so on today's episode, we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about things we say to our children, things children say to us, and also the rest of the stuff, you know, the gibberish, the sounds we make when we're talking to our children that make us laugh, the things they say to us that make us laugh, you know, stuff like that. So I'm going to go first. Let me go first. Please, can I go first? I want to go first. Okay, thank you. One of the things my daughter said to me the other day, which just cracked me up, and she's always repeating what I say, you know, she's always saying things like, I got you, and don't worry, and stuff like that, but she said something to me the other day that cracked me up. She was telling me a story about how her mom was going to the store to get some stuff. Now, keep in mind, she's 2.5. Her mom was going to the store to get some groceries and stuff, and she was upset that she couldn't go with, and so she told me, she said, Mommy's going to the moon, she's going to jump on a trampoline and make blue sprinkles. And I was like, what? That is the most random thing I've ever heard. But I thought I'd share that. It made me laugh. Now, we say a lot of things to our children in general, to try and keep them safe, keep them out of trouble, keep them from doing things that we did. And a lot of times I find that, now this is not a statistic, this is my opinion, based on my life's examples and my life's lessons that I've learned and gone through myself. So now, witnessing other people and things like that as well. So I've noticed something, and that's that a lot of people will tell their children things like don't do drugs, but they don't tell their children why necessarily. Like, for instance, if you were to admit to your children, this is why you shouldn't do drugs, because when I was younger, I did them. And what happened was, and you tell them a horrible story, chances are they're probably going to think you're an idiot and not want to do what you did. Now, if you just ignore it and hope that they never do it, chances are not only you're going to do it, but they're probably going to do it behind your back too. See, that's my theory on it, at least. My theory is the more honest we are with the children about our own experiences in life, perhaps the better they will be with their children, and the more honest they'll be with their children. My dad was fairly honest with me. My mom was completely honest with me. And honestly, I don't think... don't think I can recall ever telling anybody anything that wasn't actually true when it came to important things. Now, I'm not talking about when I was a child. I'm not talking about when I was, you know, if I was in a situation where, like, you're pretty much forced to lie or something like that, or doing it for fun or something. I'm talking about, like, now that I'm an adult, I don't think I've ever lied to anybody to get out of anything or anything, even work. You know, I'm usually just very honest and tell them, look, this is what I'd like to go do. Yes, I'm going to a metal concert. Is there a problem with that? It's my time off. I can take whatever time off I want, right? And you know what? Speaking of time off, this is my job now, so you know what? I can take time off whenever I want. No boss is the best boss, right? Wrong. That's not true. Don't believe that for one second, because no boss means no job. And no job means no money. So now, if you're your own boss, that doesn't count because you're still a boss and you still have a boss, which is you. You've got to self-maintain, self-motivate, self-preservate, you know, things like that. So, it doesn't really count. I'm talking about having no boss. That would be bad. So, things we tell our children, back to that. I've told my children a lot of things, and especially when I don't want them to have something, like, no, it's no good, or it went bad, or we're out of it, we have to go to the store and get more. My children have started telling me things like, well, then let's go. What are you waiting for? Let's go. And then when I don't take them, they get mad at me. Imagine that. I shouldn't say they. I only have the one right now. I'm about to have another one any day. Just so you know. Yay! Thank you! I appreciate it! Woohoo! I'll add a cheering noise or something later. Yeah! Wow! It's the best I get, I guess. if you can't laugh at yourself, then there's something wrong, right? So yeah, my children started catching on to that one really quick, and it doesn't really work as well anymore. If you have any ideas or tips or suggestions of things that your children have said to you, or things you've said to your children, or, you know, just funny things or something, go ahead and leave me an email. Write me an email with that information. It's floodfub, FLUDFFUB, FLUDFFUB. I'll say it one more time. FLUDFFUB. As in boy. B as in dog. B as in boy. Flood. Fub. With two Fs. Flood fub. Anyways. Today's tip is going to be kind of cool too. I hope you guys stick around after the endorsements, the advertising, all that good stuff. And then my own personal plug. And then get on with my tip. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you here in just a second. Everybody, it's me, Flood. Yep, that's right. Same person. Who else would it be? You know you love me. I know I do. Anyways, today we're going to do a self-plug. I'm going to do a little promo for myself. It's about my podcast called Dadvice. Yeah, there's other Dadvices out there. None with a hyphen. Mine's the only one so far. There are other dads giving advice out there too. Hopefully mine's a little more comedic than theirs. That's what I'm aiming for, at least. Hopefully mine's a little more informative than theirs, because it's always a benefit, right? I know there's one thing of mine that's definitely true compared to every other Dadvice show out there. And that's the fact that they're all at least 30 minutes long, if not an hour-long podcast. Now, I don't know about you guys. The reason I'm doing like 10 to 15 minutes max podcasts is because I just don't have an hour to sit and listen to something. I'm always busy. I've always got stuff to do. I've got kids, you know, I've got a family and things that have to get done. I've got all these projects that I'm always working on, all my smoking tokens, my face cases, my statues, my hippie britches, you know, I've got all my things that I've got going on. So it's just really hard for me to listen to an entire podcast when I'm gonna have to delete a whole huge section out of this right now because my garage door just opened. Anyways, so like I was saying before my garage door opened, Like I was saying, before my garage door opened, I'm podcasting. I'm doing a podcast. You're in the middle of it. No, it's okay. Welcome to the podcast. You have any advice?
Stay out of the heat.
Stay out of the heat. That's a good advice. That's a good tip. Good tip. Stay out of the heat. Yeah, no, it is way hot, and it will be way hot for some time now. For those of you that don't know, I live in Arizona where it is a desert, and it is hot at all times. It's never, never, never not hot. Yes, I moved here from a place that was very snowy, a nice mountain. Yeah, but it's about all my time. So instead of a plug today, you guys got some personal info and a little surprise from Janice. Say hi. Stay out of the heat, she says. Love you, bye. Yes, I film this episode in my garage. I film all my episodes in my garage. If you would like to donate to me, you can always be a subscriber. That will help me get a microphone and a place to record at that doesn't always have so many interruptions. So, subscriptions are always a great way to donate. Or you can always donate to my PayPal or to my Facebook or, you know, whatever you want to do. I don't think I have a Facebook, so don't donate to that. It's probably not me. You can donate to my PayPal FloodFub though, and you can also send me an email, or you could just subscribe, which is the easiest thing to do in the first place, because subscribing gets you everything you would want and gets me everything I need as well. You subscribe to me, gets me a subscriber, and it gets me more money. I can then buy the microphone and the place to record at that doesn't have so many interruptions, and then hey, it's air conditioned too, so I can stop turning off my fan while I record these, because damn does it get hot in a garage really quick. Anyways, that's all for today. I'll see you guys with the tip here in just a second. Hey everybody, FloodFub once more. Yes, that's right, it's me, Flood, once again. Anyways, anywho, anyhow, anywhere, I guess, I suppose, maybe. Tip for the day, woohoo, just the tip. No, I'm just kidding. Where am I? No, tip for the day is about giving your kids their toy before their meal. Now, I know most parents are probably sitting here going, what? No, not fucking happening. Excuse me. No. This guy, I'm going to delete this guy right now, right? No, just hear me out. I finally found a place where you can actually let them do this. And it doesn't really take away from any of the eating of the meal thing. Because this place is none other than... Da-da-da! Free promo. It's Subway. Yes, Subway. Subway gives out paper toys, apparently. So far that I've discovered, at least. Now, I just could be wrong. This could be just a once in a while thing, or something could be just where I live. Who knows? But so far, I've discovered that every time I go to Subway and I order a kid's meal, I get a paper toy. I can literally fold this paper toy up for my kid and hand it to her in a couple seconds. And she plays with it for about 3 seconds and then throws it across the table and begins to eat her food. First toy in history ever in a kid's meal that I know of where the kid didn't play with it first and it ruined their meal completely. And it not ruined their meal completely, however that goes. First time I've witnessed a kid not ruining their meal over a toy being played with first before the meal was eaten or consumed. Yes. Anyways, if you have any contradicting things to this tip, if you have any theories that prove otherwise, or if you just want to argue with me, go ahead, let's do it. I would love to have somebody say something to me. Give me something to work with. Come on, guys. Or girls, or anybody, or babies. Come on, little babies, you watching? Give Papa Flood something to work with. No, in all honesty, if you do want to leave me a message, if you do want to talk, if you do want to give me some ideas, or even tell me things that you don't want to hear, I don't care. You can hit me up at floodfub@gmail.com. That's FloodFub at gmail.com. Once again, that's floodfub ffub, FLUDFFUB@gmail.com. Go ahead and hit me up there. You can always hit me up at theotherones2@gmail.com as well. That's also one of my emails, and I do check to make sure that you guys are talking. And if you do talk, yeah, it's bonus time. I will like totally throw your names out there or whatever, you know, give you guys a shout out and stuff just for giving me something to talk about. So on the next episode, I'd like to give a shout out to somebody. Hopefully somebody other than Janice, who accidentally, she didn't realize she was doing it, interrupted me in my podcast as she came through to give my wife some food. My mother-in-law, she had no idea that she was even being recorded, so when I told her to say something, she said, "Stay out of the heat." And that's a really, really, really good tip as well for today. Try to keep your kids and yourselves out of this heat. If you do live in Arizona especially, it is way too hot to be outside. It is way too hot to be recording this in a garage on your phone from an app named Anchor. Although Anchor is free, and they really do help you, and you can start earning money with as little listeners as 6 people, I've found out. I've earned 2 cents so far. Not bad for my first few episodes, I suppose. We'll see how things go, though. You know, you can never tell the future. Some of these things take off, some of these things don't. If it doesn't, hey, at least I had fun myself. And that's what matters most, right? That we have fun and we enjoy our lives. So, take that with you when you leave today, or when I leave you today, wherever you go today. Take that with you. Enjoy your life. It's not as long as people think it is, and you never know when the end can come, so you might as well live it up and just enjoy yourselves. Do what you want to do. Be who you want to be. Don't be afraid to take chances, take risks, and go get whatever it is you want. Go snag that life. Go snare it by the teeth and pull it in like a rodeo clown or something. I don't care. Just go get it. If you want it, do it. Why not? I told these 2 kids the subway today. NPC National Consumer Panel. They, another free shout out, free sponsor. They have a thing called the Nielsen Family Program. I'm actually part of it. It doesn't pay much. In fact, it doesn't pay at all. It gives you a gift card, though, every once in a while. If you do happen to win the gift card, you have a chance to win gift cards, chance to win cash, chance to win all kinds of stuff, different prizes and things. And hey, if you start early at something like this, you never know where it could lead. I think that's going to do it for me for today. I hear my daughter in there screaming at her mother, so I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get in there and make sure everything's okay. And so that's all you got from me today. Sorry about the long episode. It was a little longer than I normally have them. Thanks to some interruptions and stuff, but hey, it happens. I love you all, and I will see you next time, or I'll at least talk to you next time. You'll at least hear me next time. And if you want to talk, don't forget to email me, bloodfub, or theotherones@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in. It really means more to me than you guys probably think. Even just having a few listeners really means something to me, and I feel like I'm actually connecting with people that are going to use this for some good, maybe, hopefully. Or that just want to hear my voice. Either way, I'm okay with it. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on another episode of Dadvice. Advice for dads, from dads, and moms too. That's right, moms too. Until next time, it's Flood. Have a great day.